来香飞碟哟。
Hello everyone, this is Kaori on Fried Jam Radio, and today is our 6th of October. I shouldn't say that anymore. Anyway, and it's finally October, and then we have only three more months to go till next year. And today we are having Ajahn.Who supported Yukino last month at the gig, Strung Out Kids gig. And he also teached, taught, yeah, guitar to Yukino. And he's also playing guitar in the Alpacas as well. And so we're gonna talk about his, he does so many things.But we gotta focus on his own original solo project today. Because that's what I wanna hear. And I want more people to know he's actually, you know, performing as on his own as well. So, yeah. Okay. And yeah, today's first song. This is from today's guest, Adam Lever. And this is called Concrete. Enjoy it.
Here I am again, I feel the pull. As I start to think of you in the wake.And before too long, every day the same back and forth Q&A with myself. Like, have I got it right this time? How can I be sure when you're giving up more than this? Yeah, have I got it right this time? I don't wanna end up in remorse. So lay your words in concreteThem in the wind or the water, make them loud, make them clear, make them reach when I'm not near. It's okay to say what's in your mind.
Thank you for listening.
So now we're having Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi, happy to be here. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry about the mess. I always do this. So. Never mind. Anyway, it's so nice to have you finally.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And how was it? How was the gig? I mean, you performed as a Yukino's back band.
Yeah, I was really, really good. Yeah? It went really well. And a great experience to be, for the first time, actually performing in Japan as well. So
that was actually amazing for me. I was really surprised that you didn't perform before.
No, first time.
And it was already like, as your first time, it was a huge crowd.
Yeah, exactly. It's all these kind of, you know, well-known performers with us. And the whole band was great. So yeah, really lucky.
You enjoyed it too.
It was amazing. It's really good.
Good, good. Thanks. So, now I want you to introduce yourself?
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, hello, my name's Adam Lever. I'm 27. I'm from, we'll say Kent in England. Probably no one knows where that is, but it's kind of...
I don't know.
You know where it is.
I do.
Kind of countryside area of Kent. And apart from being helping Duke and I, of course, and being part of a kind of pop folk band called The Alpacas, I also do some solo music by myself, which is essentially... It's all created at home in a kind of small, modest home studio. And then I've been releasing it gradually on the internet.
Nice. Yeah, I heard that from Selena, that you have this own studio at home.
Yes, because I used to help Selena make, am helping her make her own music. So she used to come to my house and we'd make music together.
Yeah, that was exactly how I met you, like it's through Selena, I think I met you. But before we met, did you really know Koichi in London?
Well, the funny thing is, me and Koichi actually went to the same music school.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, which is really strange. Now, this was this was probably 6 years ago.
Wow!
And at,
6 years ago?
Yeah, I know, time flies. Yeah. Now, at that time, we didn't really know each other at all. I just knew, this guy's Koichi and... in the bass class, etc. And then probably 1 year ago, 2 years ago, I can't remember, we finally actually met at a Fly Jam event. And that's when I kind of learned that this Fly Jam company existed.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one was that? Which one the gig was?
I think it was a Halloween party.
I see.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I... Yeah, because we were talking about you. Among us, and there is this guy called Autumn, and he is a producer of Selena, and because she was living here for a bit, and then we had a Selena. We didn't have her as a guest, but we were always talking about Autumn, and because you know the Japanese community in London is kind of big, and it's not too small, but like everyone knows if you're in the community, like everyone knows each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So I heard your name before, but I didn't know. I've never met you before, but through Selena we met. And then I told about that to Koichi as well, and he said actually I know him already. So really? So you guys knew each other? So it's just like we went to the same school.
Pure coincidence. Yeah,
exactly.
Really weird. Oh, and. you as well,
guitarist
also.
Yeah,
same school.
That was great.
Very strange that we're all back together.
Yeah, exactly. So did you know Ai? She is a shamisen player.
No,
she went to the same school as
really?
Well.
Really? Yeah. No way.
No, we used to walk together. So
no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
like all together. Yeah, exactly. That's amazing. Yeah, I tried to go to that school as well.
The music
school. Yeah, but I actually applied.
Really?
But because of the visa thing, I thought maybe I can't earn enough money to live in there and pay for the school fees. So I just no. Instead of going to school, I think I should start just working in the music industry.
Yeah, that's why. Which is arguably the better way to go.
Then we started this jam, so that's nice. So quite recently I think we met each other. I mean including Koichi and
I mean we've kind of again it's difficult to say because maybe 4 years or 3 years I've been involved in that London Japanese community. So you always hear about people, so it's hard to remember when you actually met people.
Yeah.
I don't actually mean Koichi or Kari or
that's true. Yeah, and then finally you're here, so...
I'm here.
It's great.
Yeah, which is wonderful. Really nice to be here.
Thank you. So, you introduced about yourself and then how we met, so... Yeah, I mean... I've only introduced you as a supporter for Yukino and then guitar teacher for Yukino already on the Facebook, and so some people might know about you.
Okay.
But because we didn't tell them that you actually have this solo music by yourself. So how is it? How is it going?
Yeah, it's going well actually. I mean, I don't really do live performances, so it's all released through the internet, and that's the way I've done it. And I started doing it probably 4 years ago. And the first few tracks, we have a service in England called BBC Introducing. So this is BBC like NHK, English version NHK. And over the course of maybe a year or 2 years, three of my tracks were selected and played on BBC Radio.
Really?
Which was really, really cool.
Wow.
But of course, you know, it's all very exciting at the time, and then you go back to normality. So recently I decided that I would do something I'm working on at the moment, which is a cover song, which seems to be generating a lot more interest. So,
Oh yes.
But I might start doing some more covers from now on, I think.
But maybe in the future you do more like original stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, of course I'm going to keep doing the original music, and hopefully do some live performances.
Yeah, I think it's better. You should do that. Well, just, as you told me earlier, it's going to be kind of like karaoke style.
Karaoke style, yeah. Trying to figure out how to do it, because of course it's all electronic. So I can either try and get together a band and do it that way, or some kind of, you know, electronic DJ live set, I'm not sure. So I need to think about that, but I would like to perform
Well,
music.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Thank you.
Even in Japan as well.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Done one gig, let's do more.
Right, okay, so today's second song that we're going to play. And this is called Insane from Adam Lever. Enjoy it. I'm over here, oh, unaware. I'm in the closer I feel, more distant you become. Clip surrender, the day is over. Bring it down, forget the lows, unless they're all of our highs. And then we'll end up sane after be sane after be sane. We're all insane, yeah, yeah. So bring it down with me, yeah. Take it out with me, yeah. And then we'll become whole. You're listening to Fresh and Radio. That was today's guest, Adam Lever, with Insane.
Thank you.
You said like this is your favourite song?
Of the songs that I've made? Yeah, actually this was the one that for a time gained the most interest. So before we played that song, I briefly mentioned the BBC Introducing show that we have in England. This particular song I made, and it's kind of, as you've just heard, it's kind of it's almost a jam, because it's mostly the same rhythmic part over and over again. Obviously, it follows the usual structure of a pop song, has verses, choruses, etc. But it was made for fun, really, nothing too serious. And then when I uploaded it to the BBC show, I got an email the same night that I uploaded it from the radio show to say, we want to make this our record of the week. So it's like they pick one record each week and say, this is new talent kind of thing.
Yes.
So this email came and I was really shocked. And then they actually rang me and we did a small interview on the telephone. And completely unprepared. I had no idea. didn't expect this. And then from there, it got played on another slightly bigger, because within the BBC there are lots and lots of
channels.
TV stations, radio stations. So it got played on the next one up, which was really exciting. And unfortunately, it didn't make it all the way. There's one more after that. They didn't get them. But that was really exciting. So that's probably why it's one of my favourite songs.
That's amazing, because BBC is quite huge, and I listen to it fucking every day.
Sorry.
While I'm working, usually in office, like I listen to it to catch new songs.
Yeah.
So And then, yeah, I've heard of it. I have the they introduced this, like a BBC introducing.
Yeah,
so
it's a really popular. It's a really popular, yes. Showcasing new artists.
Artists, yeah. So that's quite amazing. And then like, people can listen to those songs on YouTube, right?
Yeah, some of them are on YouTube. If you want to see all of my songs, it's better to go to SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is, shall I introduce?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
On www.soundcloud.com/ Adam Lever, all one word, ADANLEABER.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, and then maybe we can put the link as well on the page as well. So yeah, so that the people can listen to you more.
Yeah.
And then, as you see, as like people can see that in, you know, you performing in like a pop music now in the Abacus.
Yeah.
But compared to your original, your solo project, it's totally, the style is different.
Totally different.
Yeah, and then, like maybe through what you learned in the music school or what you liked before the taste, and then why did you choose this style as your original own style?
I think, I don't know exactly why myself, but I think the difference is the songs that I make by myself are very much vocal driven. Whereas with the Alpacas, the band that I'm in, everything I play is very much guitar driven. And when I play guitar, I can't help but play a different style comes out of the guitar than it does when I sing. So when I sing, it's this kind of 90s pop disco music. And there's also the fact that when you're producing music at home, you tend to use digital instruments. So I'm using like a piano, using the computer. I don't tend to use the guitar much.
No?
Not on my own songs. So naturally, with the more electronic instruments you use, I think the music itself becomes more electronic. Whereas
that's true.
The Alpacas is very organic. It's just drums, organic. Bass, guitar, nothing kind of electric or synthesized. So perhaps that explains why it's different.
I see. That's really interesting for me because I really like your voice.
Oh, thank you.
So it's quite like good to listen to your music. And you said like it's kind of like electric style, but also it's got the really good deep vocal as well. So I like that. Contrast between the vocal and the sound of electric.
Yeah, that's, I suppose, the vocal. Because normally in this kind of dance music, you don't necessarily have kind of a normal verse chorus structure.
Yeah.
You tend to have like some like riffs or kind of a theme or something. But it tends to be more about the dance beat. Whereas this music comes from that style, but actually has like a, you know, a normal verse, chorus, bridge structure.
I see.
Which wasn't intentional, it's just the way, you know, that's how it happens.
Right. Yeah, I really like it. And then, Kitene, you listen to his song as well.
No? Oh, thank you.
How did you think about that? Do you think
about
that? It was quite surprising. You didn't expect that. The
guitarist's image is strong.
そっか。
思ったよりかエレクトロニックなサウンドだったから、あ、こんなのもやるんだっていう、面白いな
って。Yeah, that's how I introduce your song to him. Because for us, like, not for me, but because I already knew that you have your solo project. Yeah. But like some people know that you play guitar in Alpacas.
Because I don't do the live performance with the solo stuff.
Yeah.
So anyone in the kind of communities that we... That sounds strange, but you know what I mean? The communities that we tend to be in, no one really knows me as a singer or a
producer,
you know, producer of my music, yeah. Rather as a guitarist or a bassist, for example. Mm. Yeah. That's true.
Mesame, you can speak more about yourself, like in the public, I mean, on a Facebook. Sorry. Sorry, no, yeah, like, you can tell them, like, you're doing this and like, your solo project more.
Yeah, I've been
you
want
to improve and even involve, right?
Yeah.
More and more.
Well, yeah. There was actually, funnily enough, there was a plan to. In perhaps some of my music do in a like an alpaca's style and actually perform some of my music through the alpacas with me singing. Particularly perhaps Insane is too far. But the first song we heard, Concrete, perhaps is more fitting for the alpacas. So we might actually might try and integrate the two, possibly.
Wow.
Which would be exciting. Yeah.
I can't wait for that. I really want to hear that. Yeah, it's going to be great, I guess.
Yeah, it would be really fun. We've just got to kind of find the right balance. We've played with it a bit, but we've also got lots of other stuff going on at the moment. So when the time is right, yeah, I think we'll start working on some of that stuff.
I see. Thanks. So, yeah, I was thinking to ask you about your future, like what do you want to do through music, but somehow like you just started talking about that. So, it's okay, no, I'm not blaming you anything. It's just like, it's great to start, I guess, to talk about this topic. But yeah, because you're a great musician, I think, seriously. So, I actually want to hear more of your works. So, what are you thinking? What's your purpose in the future? What do you want to be? Or, like, how you want to live your life through being a musician?
Big question.
Yeah.
The truth is, so, at the moment I'm really lucky because I have a kind of unusual position in that I work for my father's company. Mm-hmm. I say my father's company, it's just me and my dad.
Okay.
So, very small, but it gives me so much freedom to have this job that I really care about, but also be able to do music as well. Mm. I think going forward, it would be, you know, it'd be amazing if the Alpacas, particularly as a band, could become the main musical activity that I do, because being part of a band like that is such a different feeling than performing by yourself. So that would be great. But also something I would really like to do more of is actually be producing. So we mentioned Selena earlier.
Yeah.
I really like, I'm not so much a kind of stage person who's drawn to the stage, more hence why I haven't performed my music yet. Much more the electronic and the producing side of things. That's what I prefer to do. So, whether I can collaborate with more artists, for example, is something that I'm thinking about.
It doesn't have to be Japanese, or it doesn't have to be
doesn't
like a British,
anyone.
Or like anyone.
Could be anyone.
In
yeah.
any style.
Absolutely. Yeah, I listen to lots of music in different languages because I like more than lyrics. It probably shows in my own songs, but more than lyrics, I prefer melodies and kind of the feeling created by the music more than the actual lyrics or their meaning themselves. To work with people from different countries and stuff like that would be great.
I think that's very important to, you know, like how to say, like some musicians, they're really good, they have the technique, and but they can't compose songs, or they don't know what their good style is. In that case, like, you know, they need people like you, like a producer.
Maybe.
So, I think, for example, in Japanese music industry, especially, like, so many, like, great vocalists, or singers, I mean, or, like, some good musicians, but they usually can't compose some original good songs. They did, but not like really good songs. So, like, it's like we have this conversation with them, like I want to be more great musicians, but I can't compose songs, and what should I do? But I'm not a producer, so I can't say anything. I'm like, oh, well, yeah.
Advice. Advisor.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, maybe in that case, maybe I can introduce them to you. Or,
sure.
Yeah.
I'd love to work with more people. Yeah,
lovely. Great. なんかある。言っときなよ、この際に。自分の企画とか。
あ、でもね、少し言ったの。
あ、言ったんだ。
俺の曲歌ってくれ。
Did you hear that he's actually making this
album
at the moment?
Yeah.
Soga is it? Yeah.
And so, Soga said that maybe I could sing one of his songs, which would be
exactly.
Very cool.
That's why I introduced him, your songs, the YouTube song to him. Like he, you know, because he, as he said earlier, like he thought you were just a guitarist. Mm. I was like, no, Adam is a great musician. Not only guitarist, and then I sent him the link, and he loved it. So yeah, that's exactly me.
No, I'd really like to.
Yeah, great. そうだよね。That'd be really fun, I guess.
絶対なんかいいものができそう
だ
よ。
I'm pretty sure we can make something really great. Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah.Lovely. I can't wait for that. Right. Okay. So, no, that's a shame because like I'm always like this. Like whenever I have a really good time on this radio show, like you know, time flies so quickly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a shame. Like, maybe you can come back anytime and you can talk about yourself. Or...
Yeah, I'm always going to be coming back to Japan. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Even though it's not in a person, maybe over Skype, then
yeah,
we can
sure.
sometimes record radio show. So,
yeah
we can do that later. Maybe.
Yeah, I'd love to. It'd be great.
Lovely. So, we had Adam Lever today as a guest. So, thank you for coming, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
So, we had Adam today's guest, and that was great to talk to him finally about his project. Because whenever we talk, we talk about the Yukino's projects and in Africa's, but finally, I could talk about his project as well. So it was really great opportunity, I guess. And as I told you earlier, we're gonna put his on SoundCloud's link on this our page. So please check it if you want to listen to his more songs. And you can also check his YouTube channel as well. Well, his face is saying like no, so yeah, maybe no. Right, okay, so this Fashion Radio Show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese and Thursday we speak in English. So if you're interested in how he sounds in Japanese, so please check the Japanese version as well. And he can speak actually really good Japanese, so I say that. Well, so thank you for listening. Bye.